This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, to have a conversation as we get started this week. Before we talk to Uri Geller and Mary O'Malley, we have a lady who has, and this fascinates me because we're always talking, Laura, about Mercury and Mercury retrograde and what it all means. Leslie McGurk is here. Her website is lesliemcgurk.com. Very clever. Why not? Why not make it easy, right? LeslieMcGurk.com, who is, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, someone who has taken astrology and used it with a medical connection. So the two of you, both of you, Laura and Leslie, are accomplished astrologers, and we talk, certainly, Leslie, we being Laura and me and the people that listen to this program, are always trying to understand Mercury or any of the planets that go retrograde. We've had a whole bunch of them for the first time in hundreds of years go retrograde this summer, but you seem to be focused on, in this book, The Power of Mercury, Understanding Mercury Retrograde, Unlocking the Astrological Secrets of Communication. So what was the instinctively, or maybe you really sat down and said, I got to do something about this, or did it just come to you that people want to know more about Mercury in retrograde?
Well, there are two things that were bothering me about the common knowledge around Mercury retrograde. Most people have no idea what it is and are completely confused by it.
Well, they're afraid of it. They hear.
Yeah, they're afraid of it. Exactly.
Of it. Yeah.
And,
and
I'm like ready to scream because that's not the way you should be around Mercury retrograde. Here's the thing. Most people have no idea if they were born during Mercury retrograde, because if they were, like myself, we make up about 20% of the population. If you were born during Mercury retrograde, it means that Mercury retrograde periods are actually your good time.
All right, so how do we find...
Wow.
Let's stop right there.
That's massive.
I'm going to look it up. Okay. I'm going to look up your birthday, Doug, and tell you.
Well, I was going to say, Laura knows when my birthday. I want to find out.
I'm looking at
sometimes
right now.
During Mercury retrograde, I feel great and think, wow, this is good. And then other times I've been taught to think, no, don't do anything. Stop!
All right. Well, here's why it's all completely, you know, bonkers out there with this. Here's the deal with this. In my book, you can easily look up and find out if you were born during Mercury retrograde. If you were, then when everyone else is going nutsy cuckoo, you're actually supposed to go forward. That's your time when you're in your zone. The problem is that when you're in your zone, 80% of the people around you are flipping out. Yeah. We, who were born during Mercury retrograde, we're kind of used to it, so it doesn't bother us as much.
How did you find out that
you're
you were born during a retrograde?
No, you're not Mercury retrograde at birth.
I'm not. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, here's the other thing that you need to know about Mercury retrograde. It is not a bad thing. I equate it with being able to put your car in reverse. Like, if you're in your garage, you need to have your car in reverse in order to get out.
Yeah, but you got to open the door to the garage first before you put it in reverse and back out of the...
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's good point. Good point. But the fact that people are so upset that during Mercury retrograde, things are a little funky, I will agree with that. And it's true. But you're not supposed to not live your life. You just have to be more careful. Because I was born during Mercury retrograde, the minute it goes direct, I feel the way everyone else does when it is retrograde. So I'm sort of used to realizing that I have to double-check everything and be super aware. I can't live my life not signing contracts or not going on a trip when Mercury is direct, because then I would never be living my life. So when
I even have a deeper take on it, that it's done, Leslie, because it's like the bastardized whole astrology conversation. It's what people can talk about, it's what they know about, but it's really not as significant as we've made it, but it's the thing people know about, and it's like your daily sun sign. I mean, it's
becomes
got all
a conversation.
To do with, yeah,
right.
That's all. I don't get it.
The people know very, very little about astrology. I'm not even interested in your sun sign. It's like saying that you're a Mercedes, but I don't know if you're a station wagon or an SUV or a convertible. There's so much more to astrology than just sun signs. And the other reason I wrote that book was because of being single and doing a lot of dating in my life. I realized that the number one ingredient for a healthy relationship is to be able to talk to somebody. And I realized that rather than...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Oops. Second part of that is finding somebody who will listen to you.
Oh, forget it.
Right.
Yeah, listen.
And men notoriously are not good at listening. But I found there are women, because I tend to be, how would you describe me, Laura? An empath. I'm more sensitive, if you will, touchy-feely. And I want to know what makes people tick.
Yeah.
In terms of...
Yeah, you're rare, though. Most guys are like, give me a beer, watch the TV. I hate to, you know, create
let's
men
go to
like
bed.
That, but...
Yeah, not that that's all bad. It's,
no, that's not bad. I mean,
but not all... Yeah, that's why if you know a guy's or a woman's Mercury sign, you will know, and that's why I wrote the book. Originally, I wanted to call the book The Secret Language of Romance, because... You need to find someone whose Mercury sign is at least compatible with yours. I think it's more important than sun sign astrology. And I have had many people tell me that their relationships with their children or their partners have changed because of my book, and they understood now why they have such a difficult time.
Doug has Mercury in Sagittarius. His Mercury is in Sagittarius.
Okay, imagine that's my favorite one to tease. You are so direct. You are so pointed. You can come out with zingers, and sometimes there's no filter on the zingers, and sometimes you're hysterically funny and brilliant, but those zingers for people who have Mercury in water or earth.
All right, so let's find out where Laura's is, because the other day when I called her, I said something to her very directly. Don't talk to me like that.
Don't talk to me like that.
That's exactly
because Leslie, I'm Mercury in Pisces. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. It's not your thing. You appreciate his fire, but if you were to live with him, he would drive you crazy. You're not living together. Right?
But fire, sun sign, Aries, Sun, Leo, Moon, Leo Rising, Pluto, and Leo too. I'm like all fire, so I really get
that. You
can
deal with it, but at the end of the day, when it comes to conversation, you prefer a softer approach. Whereas,
all right, so then I'll ask you one more
question.
We're
not living together, Doug. Forget it.
Puts his no. But the person that I've loved most in life, who is not in the picture, is someone who had moon in Gemini. So where's my moon? My moon's in Pisces. So what happens
to
Mercury?
That's okay, because moon in Gemini is air, and moon in Pisces is water. That's a little bit gentler. Where it gets touchier is like what you just described with your Mercury in Sagittarius, which is fire, and hers is Mercury in Pisces, so fire and water, they put each other out, so it's not as easy. Just look at them in terms of...
So she's a Leo and a Gemini. You talk about putting...
It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when she speaks to people, there's a softness to her. She could have all the fire in her chart, but the way her brain works and the way she uses words, there's a softness there.
Yeah.
That's why the book is very important. We're only dealing with one aspect of our lives. It's just how we talk, how we use words. And for me, like, that's a real important thing to know, especially if you have children or if you're in any kind of relationship. You need to know so that you have a better understanding of why sometimes it's difficult. And that you're not going to change. You are Mercury Sagittarius. That's just the way you are. We're just supposed to look at people as if they're dogs. If you're a greyhound, you're designed to go fast. If you're a basset hound, you have shorter, stubbier legs. You can't run as fast. It's just the way it is. We need to just appreciate people for what they are. But where we get into trouble is we start yelling at people saying, you need to do this and then you realize, wait a minute.
Don't talk to me like that.
What? I'm a dog now with stubby legs?
All right, we're talking to Leslie McGurk on Your Hidden Power. Laura Banks, Doug Steffen, now with a focus on something that is practical, as is understanding Mercury, maybe more practical because it's physical. Your teeth, how bright and how white are your teeth? Have you had too much coffee or tea? A lot of people are interested in tea as health benefits. I mean, we've been reading a lot lately about coffee and the health benefits. So if you're a drinker of that or red wine or whatever, maybe, unfortunately, if you're still a smoker, you're going to have horrible teeth. So let's go to work fixing it and not do anything other than what is Mother Nature's gift to you in the form of power swabs, patented tooth detergent that's all natural, a whitening agent that lightens the stain starting in 5 minutes. You swab and you see a couple of shades improve every time you swab. And with this, you get a 30-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. If you don't see improvement in 30 days, get your money back. And it's half price when you use the code DJV10 at powerswabs.com. Powerswabs.com, the normal retail price is $99. Take 40% off of that. I don't even mean to make this complicated, but because we got an extra $10 off of the price by using the code DJV10, it enhances the value of this already fabulous whitening kit. It's powerswabs.com, discount code DJV10 for the most fabulous, fabulous white teeth.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusion supply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
Leslie McGurk is here on Your Hidden Power with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen. Laura is an astrologer. Leslie's an astrologer. Leslie has a different bent on things. Her book is called The Power of Mercury, Understanding Mercury Retrograde, Unlocking the Astrological Secrets of Communication. So many people, when they hear that, Leslie, they think about romantic communication. And I guess that's very important, but there are other, the communication you have with your boss, for example. I think I'm a great believer in astrology because it helps me deal better with people no matter what their aspect in my life. So am I on the right path here?
Yes, I wrote that book for everyone. I believe this book is one of these handbooks that you should have by the side of your bed that you can go to sleep at night looking up somebody in your life, a child, mm-hmm. a brother, a sister, a boss, anybody, and it brings peace. Because the minute you understand the way someone's created and designed, then you can say to yourself, no wonder they drive me crazy, or no wonder I love them so much. Right. And then you have peace because you realize they're created a particular way, and we have to sort of work with the way things are.
Yeah, we certainly do, that's for sure. Leslie McGurk here, and we continue in a matter of moments with a focus on her children, the aspect of her writing and creation that's aimed at children, as Your Hidden Power show continues.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Leslie McGuirk is here on the Your Hidden Power episode this week. Laura Banks along to help me get the best out of the conversation with these folks. You're an author of a book for adults, for sure. The Power of Mercury is all about that. But what about the children's things that you have done? How do you use astrology? Can you, obviously you can. How, maybe is the better question, you use astrology to help children see the way?
Well, mostly if I do the chart for a parent to help them with a child. So, for example, one of the best things you can do is give the gift of a reading for a newborn baby and have that parent understand the basic design of their child. That's a huge gift. And it's basically an owner's manual that I'm reading. It's not a predictive thing because we don't know who's the spirit of the person who's actually driving the vehicle. But there are certain things you can sort of predict, like the same way you could with when you buy a new car. If you have a Ferrari, you know it's designed for a particular thing, and a Jeep is designed for something else. So I can predict the Jeep will not win the Indianapolis 500. But there are certain things that a parent needs to know about a child and also about their imbalances and where they can help the child find balance. And there's so many things that are useful for children. And to me, the favorite age group that I like to work with are like 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
And how receptive are they to this?
A lot of times, especially this generation, are very open to astrology. Millennials are the biggest group of people interested in astrology. And it works. That's one reason why the medical community is taking notice of what I'm doing. It used to be acupuncture was considered woo-woo and strange. Well, now it's considered a regular treatment, and the insurance companies cover it. And one day, hopefully, astrology will be considered the same. It's the fastest way to get healthy.
Absolutely.
Without an astrologer helping a person, you're always going to be a little bit off because astrology sees the whole big picture. But the problem is there are not that many people who are really that good at reading charts. There's an art to that. And there are a lot of really good astrologers out there, but they're not necessarily good at translating. And they're not necessarily good at making it useful for the average person. And
I think that's a real ticket in terms of of some of the astrologers that are my good friends that have been on this program over the years, they get lost in the esoteric part of it, and they assume people know what they're talking about. So that's why, in this circumstance, I could go on with you, and Laura could go on with you. I could do a probably 4-hour interview with you easily. Just keep going because
she's got classes. You can take classes with Leslie, which is so valuable. I mean, I'm at Kepler right now studying. Anybody can take a class and help to teach themselves.
Most of my life I've been a writer and illustrator of children's picture books. I've got 20 of them out there. People can find them on Amazon. So I'm at my heart an artist and a designer. And when I teach astrology, I teach it as if I'm dealing with a 5-year-old, and I make it playful and fun, and it's all about storytelling and pictures, whereas most astrologers learn astrology through books and studying, and that's like trying to, you can't learn music by reading a book. You have to play music. And that's what I do when I teach astrology. I've got a beginner's workshop starting in August. Well, we are in August, August 11th. I got a couple spots left. That one's probably going to fill up. But I love teaching astrology because in 8 hours, I can get somebody to the level that I was after 20 years of trying to teach myself.
We tend to waste our time, and I say that it sounds arrogant, but we do. We waste a whole hell of a lot of our time trying to figure things out using conventional thinking. It doesn't obviously work. Look at the world. Hello. So let's check in with Leslie McGuirk from time to time. Maybe I should have you're the first person that I think I've said this to in a long time. I think you'd be somebody that would be good to come back here and share some more with us. LeslieMcGuirk.com is where you go. Find out about the books and the connection, the teaching and that sort of thing. Leslie, a pleasure to have you here with us on Your Hidden Power.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge windstorm known as a derecho blasted across the Midwest yesterday afternoon, knocking out power to tens of thousands of people and leaving behind a trail of damage, though this man in Iowa says it wasn't exactly like a tornado.
Just a lot of debris, lots of debris, just smaller, like leaves, and lots of just like trimmings, like the storm pruned everything.
There were wind gusts of nearly 100 miles an hour recorded in some areas of the Midwest, and people were trapped in cars and buildings. The Secret Service out with more information about what led to President Trump being rushed out of a briefing yesterday. They say a 51-year-old man approached a uniformed officer near the White House and told him he had a weapon. The suspect ran towards the officer, who shot the man, who's now in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Russian health ministry officials are authorizing a coronavirus vaccine for public use. As a state-controlled Russian news agency reports, that President Vladimir Putin made the announcement early today during a meeting with government officials, saying the vaccine was developed by a scientific research institute and microbiology in Moscow, in conjunction with the Ministry of Defense there. In his announcement, Putin said, as far as he is aware, it is the first COVID-19 vaccine to be registered for public use anywhere in the world. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will rehear the case of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn today. It could resume the challenge to the Justice Department's decision to dismiss charges against him, Flynn having admitted lying to the FBI and pleading guilty in 2017 to lying about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. He requested to change his plea earlier this year, and the Justice Department moved to drop the charges in May. The judge who was to sentence Flynn has refused to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss. And organizers of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally say this year's crowd is on par with previous years. About 180,000 riders rolling into the small South Dakota town over the weekend for the beginning of a 10-day 80th anniversary event. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Uri Geller joins us with his thoughtful, provocative ways of dealing with the world and the practical side of you. Sometimes we get a little esoteric here, our conversations, and maybe I do a disservice to the audience because sometimes it sounds like a conversation between you and me and has nothing to do with the audience. So when you're here, it's to benefit everybody because that's how you've lived your life. Uri Geller, who is famous as a mystifier, a paranormalist, a motivator, a mind master, the work goes on, continues. So we must be focused on the virus. We must be focused on where we're headed. Sometimes I ask you for your instinct. Sometimes, you know, you said to me earlier this year that it's going to be rough. The summer is going to be upsetting. And maybe in the fall we were talking about three different things that seem to have come to pass. The upset, I don't think we had Black Lives Matter on our mind. We knew something was going to happen, but that's what came into the surface. So the astrological reality is that the stars are changing and things seem to be calming down a little bit. Do you think when you get down to brass tacks, astrology plays into some of the things that you feel instinctively?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug. First of all, you know, one has to have confidence in himself or herself to actually stretch out their mind and believe in the energies or the powers of astrology. I'm a believer. You know that it is rational and logical that those with high confidence and self-belief, you know, self-belief levels, not only solve problems quickly, but also believe that they complete any assignment to a good standard. If you believe in yourself, you believe that you can make it and achieve great things in life, you probably ignite some kind of a conscious energy that helps you create success around you. You know, Doug, self-confident means having a lot of faith in yourself and knowing how to use it to reach your goals and dreams. Now, suddenly comes a virus that puts a stop to millions and millions of people whose dreams were and are shattered. And I'm talking about this small businesses. You know, I'm now in my museum, and I'm looking across the street, and I can see the little grocery shop, people walk in and out with masks. But next to the grocery shop is the jeweler, and they're shut, they're closed. Because you need food, but you don't need jewelry, and there are no tourists to buy the jewelry. So hundreds of millions of people are suffering now. Therefore, I really hope and motivate people to have faith, to believe that things will become better. You just had an astrologer on, correct?
Yes.
And she said that things will become calmer now?
Looking forward to the end of the year and into next year, things seem to calm down a great deal because all of the stars have been in disarray for the past 6 months at least, and now they seem to be coming back into their normal, or by that time they'll be more in their normal form. But this has been one heck of a mess, astrologically as well as everything else. When you think about how connected we are in the world, how small the world is, and yet how we find so much to argue about and not be connected in a positive way. I find that to be very distressing, frankly. Uri Geller, who helps us to get to a better place every week. Time for us now to think a little bit about the rest and relaxation, R&R, important during a time when things are a struggle. And this has been, this last 6 months, for all of us, has been a time of struggle. Our immune systems are down. We're gaining weight. Our heads are in a place which we, you know, sometimes we can't find them, and it's discouraging. And one of the things that I encourage people to do is to go to bed and think good thoughts. Don't be worried about it. You keep working the same stuff over and over again. You need some help sometime. Well, there are lots of great ways of getting help. I'll tell you, the actual physical act of sleeping is so important. The pillow that you have, the mattress that you have, the sheets, everything that ties together to make that 7 or 8 hours that you have sort of a brand new experience. So every day you'll feel new. And if you go to MyPillow.com, you'll find the essence of soft, beautiful sheets and towels and pillows, the luxury feel, the look, designer colors and choices, 100% USA cotton made in the USA. All of this stuff that is made in Minnesota, in that factory out there, with you in mind. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is. And so Mike Lindell wants you to know that he appreciates that. You can get deep discounts. The BOGO, the Buy One, Get One Free Act continues, especially when it comes to a focus on mattresses and mattress covers. Those are things really important. And all MyPillow products, remember, have come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials tab, and get deep discounts using the DJV code. That's right. Enter the promo code DJV for these great radio specials.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 40% back in rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/15. Exclusions apply. Curbside available in most stores. Visit store or staples.com/40inrewards for details.
Joining me now is our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who is with us every week on Your Hidden Power to discuss the real, the surreal, the unreal. I think one of the things that, for me anyway, Mary, makes working with you or somebody like you worthwhile is that I'm serious about it. Coming to you not only is a commitment of time and money, but there are some people... I know because I've done this. I've given people readings as a birthday present or whatever, and they don't really know what to expect because they aren't a part of this world. And I think that's a shame because everybody ought to be part of this world because this is a part, whether you know it or you don't know it, the spirit-mind-body connection, our world, is we're all connected to each other. And we're connected to a power that's greater than we are. Some people acknowledge it. Some people don't believe it. Some people are afraid of it. So when they come to you for a really good, strong soul psychic reading, if they don't come with a serious intention, do they get anything out of it?
Yeah.
They do.
They're always amazed. People are always amazed. Because, wow, how could you know that? How could you know that? It doesn't happen very often. Most people that call me, they're in it, right? But on occasion, people, you know, received a gift or whatever. They don't know what
right.
to expect.
Yeah.
And they usually walk away just completely blown away. And
oh, yeah, it's a fascinating.
And it's not what they expect. You know, it's not the, you know, cross my palm with silver type of thing. They don't, spirit really understands where their soul is and where their heart mm-hmm. is coming from and starts mm-hmm. answering those kind of, you know, questions even before they ask. And so they're usually quite impressed. Yeah, on occasion I get somebody who says, nah. And then they'll call me back a year later and say, well, I didn't believe in it, but everything you said came true. I wrote it all down.
Yeah.
So
is that the best way, by the way, to approach the reading? Because I've found at least a couple of experiences I've had with you, I was more or less, not, I don't know if it, in a trance, but I was, I mean, once in a while I make a note here and there, but that's the hard thing to know how to get the most. How do you mm-hmm. take away? If you record this stuff, do you listen back to it? Do you just hope your memory works well? Or is there, you know, you're writing down makes a difference?
Yeah, it's different for everybody. I believe in my heart that the important parts, you know, stay with you. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't consciously remember it for a couple of months, all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's there in your mind. So it really just depends on the person. Some people like to take notes. Some people like to record. But for the most part, I want people to, because there's a healing process going on.
Yes.
I don't really want them to be distracted. Mm-hmm. I want them to be fully in the moment with me, because it just makes everything so much, you know, stronger and really allows for these healings to happen. It's not just the words I'm speaking, but there's a whole energy going on.
All right. So speaking of the energy, you're running these classes during the week and on the weekend. And I wonder how the collective energy. See, I wouldn't want to, and I say this lovingly, I don't think this would be good for me because I have too many questions and I want too much time. So, and this is part of life. You know, we always have questions about what's going on in life. So how, when you run these things, you have this one coming up this weekend, the Magic Mind, Magic Life seminar. Mm-hmm. How many people do you take in and how do they interact with one another?
Well, I have it limited to 20 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, it's funny how spirit brings certain groups together. It's always been amazing to me how a room full of 10 people or 50 find out they all have these certain things in common and that spirit had a hand in bringing them all together. And when that happens, it's so incredibly powerful. It literally, you know, the hairs on my arms will stand up because the energy is so powerful and wonderful. And the other thing about doing the groups is a lot of times we have feelings that we don't necessarily have words to express, but someone in the group may have the exact words for us to realize exactly what we're feeling. So I like working with the groups. It's really super powerful.
Well, I would think that maybe they learn from each other, though, as you're suggesting. Yeah. I think I can see that. But sometimes people are afraid to reveal. You're the expert. You're the authority. You're the person that they want to learn from. So are people sometimes reluctant to share in front of strangers?
Sometimes, yes. Mm-hmm. And yet they still, you know, sit in the background and participate somehow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously I offer one-on-one sessions.
Yeah. Nothing really changes if you don't do something. So if you're tired of being sort of on the merry-go-round, you're frustrated, you're anxious because of COVID, whatever it is, no matter what it is, I would suggest you go to Mary's website, psychicscout.com, see what you can do about hooking up for the seminar that's taking place this Saturday. Mary O'Malley here with Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power. Don't forget, as far as Your Hidden Power is concerned, every week a different focus on a way for you to be helped emotionally, spiritually, even medically. The most recent Your Hidden Power number 153, we have them all, so you can tell how long we've been doing these programs, because there's one new one every week. A focus on reducing anxiety brought about by the pandemic. That's kind of what Uri and I were talking about. And I think a lot of other people who are sensitive are trying to help people instead of getting crazy. But it's really amazing what I find with work, colleagues, friends, family. They've invested in a particular way of thinking, and they don't seem to be able to or want to get out of that comfort zone. I know a lot of people very well who lay awake at night worrying about whether they're going to get the COVID thing, and they get so much anxiety. So work yourself out of that. Listen to the current episode of Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E. K2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Banks is a best-selling author. She's an actress. She's a radio personality. She studied with some folks to learn about astrology. But I would guess you're on the tail end of the conversation that we had earlier today with a lady that got our juices flowing for sure. And when it comes to astrology, there are all different levels. And we come, you know, sometimes a little information is dangerous. A little more is more is more dangerous. But having Leslie McGuirk on, talking about those things, and then having you relate to them on your own personal level and on my level, and thinking about this, it's very frustrating for me because there's so much knowledge in the world about so many things, and you wanna. I find myself curious about pretty much everything, not a master of anything, but curious about everything. And I think that that may be, I don't know if that's part of what you see in my own chart, but it may be detrimental. And it's frustrating, frankly. I would have talked to that woman, Leslie McGuirk, for hours and, you know, gotten a lot out of it. And you would have, too.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to astrology and how people know where to go or to whom... she said she doesn't like doing readings that much anymore. A lot of times astrologers work and do readings because that's how they make a living.
I'm more in her situation where I don't do as many readings and I'm about getting the big message out there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what is the big message, though, and how do people walk away with it? I don't know. I got to tell you, I was encouraged because of her focus on Mercury and how good it can be. I don't know that I really carried away from it. What in terms of my own where my Mercury is and my moon
I'm looking at all of it right now. I can share. First of all, I would never call you a master of nothing with a Marconi Radio Broadcasting Award. You have a tremendous amount of planets. You have four planets in the house of education, philosophy, sharing ideas, the whole Sagittarian belief systems, a right and a wrong, a strong sense of right and wrong that's played throughout the course of your career. The Mercury is compatible with all that in Sagittarius. That Scorpio has been very driven, but all of it not necessarily in personal relationships, but in profession. And almost relationships would have gotten in the way for a chart with so much emphasis on higher education and profession. The 10th house is in the house of profession. So, of course, your Mercury is communication. So your 10th house is in the planet of communication. So you're a radio personality. And all of this information that Leslie Gork talked about so much is available to anyone that can get a chart erected that can save themselves from so much heartache. And, you know, so well put the idea of, why am I having such a hard time communicating with my spouse? Learn where their Mercury is and what sign. I mean,
but don't they have to learn and be interested as well? Otherwise, aren't you kind of wasting your time?
It's got to be in the category of, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to leave the rest. You've got to start with yourself, and you don't have to worry about anything but just developing the understanding of, wait, I've got Mercury in Capricorn, so things feel pretty cut and dry to me, and I don't get it when my friend who's Mercury in Pisces is all wishy-washy, watery, poetic about the fact that, you know, we didn't pick up tickets to the movie on time. You know, and you leave room and space for the humanity, right? Astrology is so about compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Compassion and understanding. Yeah, which I guess goes hand in hand,
right?
In a manner of speaking.
Knowledge is power. And I love to just mostly share what's going on the planets, like for us right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the good news of what's going on right now, Doug, is that we're going to get a wonderful aspect that's going to make people follow the rules better with all this mask wearing and the COVID thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. But we all just did survive.
There's a lot of fussing and fighting about it, too.
But August 15th to January 14th, Uranus is retrograde, and that's going to really have us all continue to turn inward. But this time we're going to be like, all right, I got to wear the mask. I can't go to a bar party. And then we've still got Aries direct, so anything you need to get done, get it done the month of August. By September, Mars is retrograde again. So now's the time to pedal to the metal on anything. And then we've got a new moon in Leo on August 18th. Wherever there's a new moon, there's a chance for a new beginning. So think about, you're in a development now to the 18th. Kind of see it like the waves of an ocean, an ebbing and flowing of where you're headed and where you're going. But something as simple as that, you can get where transits are. You know, Susan Miller has a great website. And if you just learn what's going on with the transits under your sun sign, some of these are written real well.
All right. So you can, astrology does give you peace if you take a moment, but do you really need more than a moment? It's really a study that requires a lot of time. Doug Steffen with Laura Banks, food for thought here on Your Hidden Power.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.